Shalom Boker Tov, Chag Sameach. We are on the Chag Pesach, third day of Omer, which is Tiferet Shebechesed. We are in the Chol HaMoed. Please go to page Kuf Dalet. No, stay. We are staying where we are, because I want to make sure that we see this picture. So we are reviewing it one more time, because what these four phases, or we call it Chokhma, Bina, Zera, Pin, Malchut, or Shem Hovaya, with its quotes, explains and defines what Eser Sefirot is. Eser, we know, are vessels that they come, the seed of it is from Ein Sof. Anything has been created or gets created, or any chidush consists of Sefirot. And these Sefirot, they become revealed as Eser Sefirot, if and only if it goes through four phases. That means it goes through a Chokhmah, and we said Chokhmah Mekabel Mi Keter. And I like to review again what it is. The only thing that for the first time came into the Chalal, we said, is Or Chokhmah. So understanding that this Or Chokhmah keeps on increasing Aviyut, at the same time has a power of Hitpashtut. It's the same thing, it's the Or, it's the Kav. But first it revealed itself as Chokhmah, now Chokhmah. It's Chokhmah, it's nothing else. Goes through a process, and at this time reveal itself as Bina. Same entity. Continues Mitpashet, that's the Koach of Hitpashtut, and increases and reveals itself as a Zerampin. Until the Aviyut, because every time it adds something to itself, it's called Aviyut. Until this Aviyut becomes Bechinat Dalet. Then the Chokhmah that came into a Chalal, until it actually revealed itself as a Ratzon Lekabel of Bechinat Dalet, takes a process of Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. Now, let's read Or Pnimi, Gimel, that's page Kuf Dalet. Hitpashtut Or Ein Sof Hanimshach Miketer Bereshona Leolam. I want you to remember the word. It says Rishona. The word Rishon. Why it is important? Look at what the Torah says. Hachodesh hazeh yeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon lekol chodshei shana. Rishon. It's a concept called Rishon. It's the first. It's Bechor, it's the first. It's extremely important. Now, what is this light? He says, if it is Rishon, it is Chokhmah. Chokhmah is Rishon. And it says, Le'olam. It's very simple. Anywhere there is Olam, Rishon is Chokhmah. And then there is Reshit Le'chokhmah. That's why it's important to understand the words. The words that are used, it gives you the possibility of to see. ונקרא בשם אור חוכמה. והכרחו, and the necessity here, שכלול תקף באור החוכמה הוא רצון לקבל האור. What is the quality of this חוכמה? That within this חוכמה, that is beyond us. Why? Because we said חוכמה receives from Keter. Keter is part of, we said, Ein Sof. So Keter is considered Ein. Ein. Ein Sof. Ein. Since it says Chochma Rishon, now this is Yesh. So the distance between Keter and Chochma is between Ein and Yesh. Why? Because in Chochma there is a Ratzon Lekabel. You follow? First is Ein. It's Ein, totally Ein. At the moment, there is Yesh. There's no idea in your head. No idea. We are talking right now all in the head what's going on. It's Ein. It's Keter. But from Keter to into Chalal, that's your head, is the Chalal. It's from Ein to Yesh. That's why the Kabbalah teaches us there are Yesh Olamot. 310 Olamot available at Tzadikim. Because above the Yesh is Ein. What is Yesh? Existence. To be. That's Yesh. Now, he says, והכרחו שכלול תקף אור החוכמה הוא רצון לקבלת האור. רצון לקבלת האור. That means the אור is going to create a רצון לקבל within you to ask for the אור. He's the cause. אם לא כאן, לא היה אור אין סוף מכונה בלשון מתפשט. Since Or Ein Sof, from Or Ein Sof comes this Chochmah, has the quality of Or Ein Sof, which is Ratzon Lehitpashet, to illuminate, to continue. The word continuity, to continue, not to stop. It wants to keep on going. Kemevar Omnam Ratzon Lekabel Ze, אינו נחשב לשינוי צורה לאביות כל כך. Yes, it is אביות, Rav says. It is אביות. But it's not considered אביות because it came from the כוח of עליון. That means it was imposed upon you. It's very simple. It is imposed upon you. מפני שרצון לקבל זו הגיע לה מכוח עליון, היינו מכתר, כרצון להשפיע שבכתר מחויב בהחלט את הרצון לקבל שבחוכמה. וזה שכתוב הרב שחוכמה מקבלת על ידי הכתר. And this is why we say חוכמה receives from כתר. Now what חוכמה does? Initiates anything? Asks for anything? No, it's the kav that comes and it's a light called Chochmah, and within this Chochmah there is two quality, two entity. One is a Ratzon Lekabel for what? Of the Or, and the Or itself. That means desire to receive and its fulfillment. The cause and the effect together. Both are there. The desire for it and its fulfillment, it It's right there together. And that's called Or Chochma. Look how phenomenal it is. As soon as you desire something, really, its fulfillment is there. Should be there. It is there. It is there. However, what's the problem then? So wait a second. We are totally right now in the world of a spirituality. And understand it first in the most purest sense. Then you will recognize what the aviyut can cause. Because then the aviyut will going to be a cause. Now let's go back here.
But I still don't understand why it's not considered Shkua, it's not Shinui Tzura.
It's very simple, because it was imposed. At this moment, I did not ask. So I don't have a Ratzon Lekabel. Now, I get an idea. Do I go through a process of with that idea? Mm-hmm. Is the Chokhmah has by itself, you remember? Look at Chokhmah. Chokhmah is consist of how many Sefirot? Ten Sefirot. That means has Gimel Rishonim, that's a which considered Igulim, and has the Kav. So the Kav that is in Chokhmah is a process. That means Chokhmah goes to a certain process. Follow here. It's very important. Chokhmah is not boom Chokhmah and then boom Bina and then boom. No. There is a Kav. We said in the Kav there is Masach. Now, Klomar shebechinat Kabbalat shebechokhmah higia la al yadei Keter. It came from the Keter, or mikuchova, al ken aviyut mechachmat ratzon lekabel zu kalush meot, vehu mechone bichinat aleph.
But if the Keter has also ten sefirot, how come the Keter is
only Masach? Because it's part of Ein Sof. Still, it's Ein Sof.
So there is no Masach at all.
Here is not Masach yet. We said only the Masach comes over Malchut of Atzilut. No, it has the Kav. That's correct. And that's why at the beginning of Gimel Rishonim of Chokhmah, what kind of a Chokhmah there is? Then in the Kav is consist of what? Seven Sefirot. Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, that's one section. Netzachot Yesod is one section. And is the Malchut is one section. And this is all part of Eser Sefirot Shel Chokhmah. So when this Or Chokhmah goes to its Igulim, that's one thing. Then it goes through its own Kav of process. At the bottom of Malchut, of Chokhmah, what gets revealed? You follow what I'm saying? At the bottom, after it goes through Eser Sefirot, the process of Chokhmah, Malchut of Chokhmah, what it's going to reveal? What Keter of Chokhmah? No, Malchut of Chokhmah, what it's going to reveal. It's supposed to reveal the light of Chokhmah. It's what Chokhmah is, right? But at the end of the Chokhmah, it comes totally a Ratzon Lekabel. Because the aviyut that was given from above, from Keter to Chokhmah, goes, where the aviyut in this Chokhmah reveals itself. Now what level? It's a Bichinat Aleph, yes, but when does it reveal itself? When it comes to its own Bichinat Aleph, which is its own Malchut. That means in the Bichinat Aleph of Chokhmah reveals that idea, that thought, that Ratzon Lekabel that was enforced on her. Now, this is the end, right? Now there is a Ratzon Lekabel, but not because Chokhmah asked for it, because it is imposed. And since the light that came as a Chokhmah into the Chokhmah was pushing to Lehit Pashed. We said one of his characters is Lehit Pashed. That means go all the way down to reveal et haratzon lekabel. That means in Chochmah to be a desire to receive the light. A desire, it's kalush, but there is a desire to receive the light. Come on, you get an idea. What desire do you write there when you get an idea you have? You get just an idea in your head. How much desire to receive is in that idea? At first, it's very, very minute. It's a kalush. This is the concept. Now, wait the beauty. Dalet, pirush. Pirush of what? I am reading Dalet. Ech bina kibla or ha'insof al yedei harchaka. Now it wants to say, what is to be rachok? At the end of Chochmah, there is what there is. There is a ratzon lekabel. Now, he says, at this moment, an idea grows. That, wait a minute, I remember Ein Sof, no ratzon lekabel. We call this concept, and Ari calls this concept, hitorerut. Awakening by the light itself, the vessel of Ratzon Lekabel. This Ratzon Lekabel, which is in Chochmah, which is, so to speak, Malchut of Chochmah, Mit'orer, realizes there is a Ratzon Lekabel. There is a Ratzon Lekabel. But from this Ratzon Lekabel, she, that realization, Mitrachek. Mitrachek. This is the idea. Mitrachek mean idea. This is Ratzon Lekabel. That moment the intelligence rises and Mitrachek. We said it's the same entity. Nothing changes. Is it still the light of went through Eser Sefirot Shel Chochmah? But when it reaches Malchut of Chochmah, Malchut of Chochmah rises, becomes aware that there is a Ratzon Lekabel. Because she doesn't want to have the Ratzon Lekabel, Bina, at this moment, she mitrachek from the idea of Ratzon Lekabel on her own koach.
You mean Bina that's
right, on her own koach. This concept we call hitgabrut. She becomes gibor. Yes, we have to understand this very, very well, this section. That it is the Chochmah that when it goes through its Eser Sefirot and develops a vessel of desiring the light, that means desiring the fulfillment. At that moment, the koach of atzmut mitorer, it awakens to lehitrachek me'aratzon lekabel. To ratzon lehashpia. Ari HaKadosh says, at this moment, because on her own koach, she mitgaber and mitrachek mi'aor. In reality, we say it becomes hafuch, opposite, receives a new light. Not a type of a light that has a ratzon lekabel in it. A type of a light that has only ratzon lehitpashet. Like which light? The light of Ein Sof. Follow. Only Ratzon Lehit Pashet. This called or chasadim. Bina, because of her action, because of her hitorerut, because of her ratzon, she adds to the aviut. Her ratzon. Didn't she?
The bina got her ratzon for?
No, her own hitorerut. She add to the aviut. Remember, bina, this point, adds to the aviut. That means chokhmah had certain aviut. Now, aviut of that bina results at its own malchut, because malchut is reveals aviut. Reveals aviut of bina. What is aviut of bina? Ratzon, lehit pashet, or chasadim. That's why we say binau chafetz chesed. Chafetz, that means desires or chasadim. She has a ratzon lekabel, but she mitorer. That means in our action, here, what he says in a simple, in this one. He says, yes, you have a desire to receive, but what would you like to do with your desire to receive? Either I have a desire to receive to fulfill myself, or I have a desire to receive in order to be able to continue lasot ratzon buri or nachad ruach leyotzri. That means not to receive it for myself, but to do the avodah of Hashem. I don't want it for myself. Now, if I resist to receive it for myself, what kind of a light do I get? If I resist to receive it for myself, I don't want to satisfy my ratzon lekabel. But I have a ratzon lekabel. But I receive only if does not satisfy my ratzon lekabel. What do you want? I want ratzon lekabel al menat lashpia. This is in this world. How Hashem really created through Briya Yetzirah, Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, so I will be able to convert this hafuch. It's not easy when you have a ratzon lekabel to make it hafuch and lehitrachek. From a ratzon lekabel, lehitrachek, until you become a fuch, and you want only the light of lahishpia. That means the chokhmah that you receive, the first aviut, the first idea, the machshava, has a certain idea aviut. Your bina, your understanding, your character, your da'at, takes that ratzon lekabel, and the way it understands it, builds it. So that understanding, that bina, is the builder of everything.
Mohammed,
yes.
I have an issue with this. Malchut of Atzilut, you're saying, is where it starts building the desire. And before that, there is, because of that, before that, there is no masa.
That's correct. Now, where is in you, Malchut of Atzilut? Because the Arav said, everything that we are talking here, you've got to be able to see it in Adam.
If we look at Olamot as part of Sefirot, the same way as we look at, there is Gimel Rishonim, and then there is the body. Asilut still falls into the head.
Bravo.
Right?
Machshava.
So
what is head? What's the head all about? What's your head is all about? really, really, bottom line, what it is all about in your head. What do you got in your head?
It's like thinking and it's
thought. Anything else? Any movement?
So, are we saying that because it has to somehow tap into the feeling portion?
Not yet. It's the head alone.
No, but I'm saying, if you're saying that the desire has to exist, it has to somehow...
Oh, bravo. Now you say, okay, we understood the Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, that means 10 Sefirot of Rosh. Now we want to create a goof. But in between of this goof, in order to create, now you came beautiful question because it brought us right to the right point. He says, okay, now in order to put this Rosh into action, to bring it into implementation, I need a body. The Rosh desires the body. The Rosh builds the body. It is still the same idea starts. Stay with this movement of the light. It is still the same light. First it creates Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. And the Rosh decides if it wants to have any action here to do these things in another level, it needs a body.
But I would assume, based on what we said, that the Malchut of Bria would be that point.
Malchut of your Machshava is your body.
Yeah, but you're saying Malchut of Atzilut, it creates the desire.
Absolutely. Whatever comes, now you tell me, we said the head. Okay, good. The head, we said, is your machshava. That's where your chokhma, keter chokhma bina da'at, or chokhma bina da'at is. Correct?
So in the ulamot, that would be...
What's the malchut of this rosh? What's the malchut of rosh?
Malchut of rosh is your peh.
It's your peh. Your peh. Isn't your pay is absolutely revelation of your thought? But, Baba, before I can make any noise or voice or call to come out, I need a goof. The baby, excuse me, the baby is built, the fetus. First you get what? Fetus, the head. The head gets complete. And then the head decides what kind of a goof it wants. Absolutely correct. What's your problem is that because your goof is not zach, is not clear, is not kadosh, what it comes out is not kadosh. So it cannot make the Eser Sefirot.
My point was that I'm thinking that the Malchut of Peh corresponds to Malchut of Bria, not Malchut of Atzilut.
No, Malchut of Peh is going to be a keter of Bria. What is the keter of your creations? You say, like Hashem said. You have to say in order to create. That's your beginning.
But isn't Bria part of the jar? Part of the head portion? Because you have
no,
the
Zilud, no, Bria. Absolutely not. When you start Bria is what? What is to bring a new chidush? Can you bring any chidush in your thought? No.
Right.
The whole body, because you are looking at the body as only as a sefirot. The body consists of 30 sefirot.
That's why I'm getting confused.
It's a Eser Sefirot Shel Guf, Eser Sefirot Shel Toch, and Eser Sefirot Shel Sof. It's not this. It's all different world. But now tell me, when you are in the world of Machshava, is Bria Yetzirah Asiyah in your Machshava?
Yes.
Yes? Of course. When you say something, you're starting Bria, but this Bria started from Malchut of Rosh. That's the beginning of creation, by saying here. And this becomes, it's Malchut of Atzilut, Machshava, but at the same time is a Keter of Bria. And you reach here, the heart, heart is 32 lev, and here 16 parts in your right hand, 16 parts in your right. It's really your heart, but capability of forming. So your heart desires your hand. Your hands are desires, the idea. The heart is the keter of your hand. Now you go like this. Now you go like this. There is nothing complete, only Shem HaMeyuchad. Shem HaMeyuchad, what is, why we call Shem HaMeyuchad, who Echad, who Yachid, who Meyuchad? HaMeyuchad is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Shem HaMeyuchad. Lama Shem HaMeyuchad? Because it fits everything. Everything defines with this Shem HaMeyuchad. Now, this Shem HaMeyuchad has a Yud. You have a Yud. That's your Rosh. That's your Chokhmah. Has a Hey. That's your Guf. It's your two hand. And here is the heart in between. And the Vav is, the Keter is the heart, and going all the way till Yesod. And the Hey, Netzachot Yesod, is the last Hey, is your Reg, your Kain. Yerachim.
And that's totally different.
That's it. Yeah. Now, is the Yud has Eser Sefirot? Yes. Is Hey has Eser Sefirot? Yes. Is the Vav has Eser Sefirot? Yes. Is the Hey has Eser Sefirot? Yes. And so does you. You are in His image.
But that's a different division than saying that Chokhmah Binah are the Hey. Then you have Tiferet, and then Malchut.
No. Again here, in your Rosh, you have Chochmah Binah, Eser Sefirot. You have the Chochmah Binah of Rosh. In your Guf, you have Chochmah Binah of your Guf. And in your Sof, you have Chochmah Binah of your Sof. Now, how all these interact together and work, you as an Adam? That's what we study. But now what am I studying? The first 10 Eser Sefirot of Machshava. The 10 Eser Sefirot Shel Chochmah called Machshava. I want to understand yet the structure of Machshava. Because if I don't understand this, it's a Sof Ma'aseh B'Machshava Techila. So, Lahatchil, to start, I got to start with Machshava. Let's go back here. Dalet. Pirush. Ki ha-chokhma dercha leit-avot be-derech itpashtut. Understand that chokhma characteristic. Dercha. It's her derech. This is her habit. This is what she is all about. Is to leit-avot, to become avyoter. It is embedded in this or chokhma. To increase avyut. What is increase of you? A ratzon lekabel. Ki begamar hitpashtuta mitgaber ba ratzon. And after she completes her hitpashtut, her work, her idea, her implements, what she does is at the end a ratzon mitgaber.
So she got a seed and she developed it.
Exactly. She is everything. Is the light is everything. We think it is another entity from... No, no, it's the same entity. It's growing. O memshechet or de chasadim mi ensof mi harchakat et ha'atzma mi or ha'chokhmah. Remember here. O memshechet. Now, up till now it was it gabrut shel ha'ratzon. It the ratzon was revealed, Hitgaber. Right there, Aratzon decides on the Koach Atzma, it's the Ratzon. How did she get this capability? It has to be awakening from you yourself. Do I have such a Ratzon? He says, yes, as much as you have a Ratzon Lekabel, you have a Ratzon Leit Pashet. It comes together. It's together. But the point is, we only connect to the one phase, not the whole four phase. Now, ומתוך שהתגברות זו עשתה מכוח התעוררותה עצמה, לא מכוח העליון, על כן נבחן הרצון הזה לבחינת אביות מועטת, והיא יתירה מאביות שבחוכמה. So that means because she made התעוררות. Remember, she made התעוררות on her own. That התעוררות, that רצון that I do not want, I want to להתרחק from חוכמה, increase the אביות. And this אביות was not because it was from above to below, but she added, she caused that this אביות to be added to the אביות of חוכמה. And because of this התרחקות, because she distanced herself from the חוכמה, of the Ratzon Lekabel, she received a new light. That's the secret.
But isn't that the process by which the avyut gets increased from level to level?
Absolutely. Absolutely, but we have to understand when it goes through these levels, changes occurs when? Come on, from Chokhmah to Binah, we said there is a whole world of hafuch. It is so important to understand that just from Chokhmah to Binah, from Olam called Chokhmah to Olam called Binah, it's hafuch. That is the first happening. Because we said the first addition to the aviyut, the first aviyut was not considered Shinui Tzura. Is right now there is a Shinui Tzura? Yes, Shinui Tzura from what? From Or Chokhmah. Shinui Tzura from Or Chokhmah. Because she receives Or Chasadim. From where? From Ein Sof. Because she hitrachek mi Chokhmah. And that's why the Harav says that Bina received Derech Rachoka. That is what Rachoka means. Not that she received from far distance. No, because she became Rachok from idea of Ratzon Lekabel. That's Or Chokhmah, no. Okay.
Okay, but the Chaya comes into the next sphere, how becomes Neshama. So what's the difference? Why is Hafuch?
It's increase of Aviyut.
Increase of Aviyut.
That's right. And this Aviyut was increased by Koach Shel Binah, not Koach of Elyon. It's a difference.
So the only thing that is different is that we get less of a light.
Absolutely not to receive light Chokhmah. Bina comes and says, I do not, that's why Rachok means, I do not want to receive Or Chokhmah, which is fulfillment of my desire. I do not want to receive Or Chokhmah. And because she said, I do not want to receive Chokhmah, she received Or Chasadim, only power of Leit Pashet. But stop that question, save it, allow till it goes to the end. I want you to go now up to Ari. because I want to take you to the first pure before Aor Pinimi, to see what Etz Chaim says. That will give you, will make you the utter understanding. And then you will fill the holes. Let's go here right on top. Vahina haketer shebe atzilut, the keter that is in atzilut, that's olam machshava, that's chokhma, ma'ir bo ein sof, bilti shum masach v'shum harchaka, klal. Lachen nikra haketer ein sof. V'chokhma mekabel al yadei keter. Ach bina kibla ora ein sof al yadei harchaka. Up till now we discussed it and we understood. Ki ata ein sof rachok mimena v'yachola lekablo. Because between bina and keter is chokhma, and bina is rachoka mi'chokhma, now she can receive. Follow. Chokhma receives from Keter. Because Bina mitracheked becomes rachok, further itself from Chokhma, she receives from Ensof. If she doesn't mitrachek mi'chokhma, what she's going to get? Chokhma. Then she's not rachok. It's understand or chokhma, it's ratzon lekabel. Or chokhma is a ratzon lekabel, because he says asof of chokhma. He said asof of chokhma, sof of chokhma. A ratzon lekabel mitgaber. Then there is hit or a root of atzma. And this is called Bina, that mitrachek from the idea of Ratzon Lekabel. And because she mitrachek from this Ratzon Lekabel, idea of Ratzon Lekabel, she receives new light.
But the word Rachok has Chok in it.
Rachok, there is a lot of word in it. It's Ruach in it too.
It's Reach too.
It's bravo. So it's a whole, it's to the idea. Now you are telling me, let's understand what is this idea of Rachok. You think it's simple? Here, you got a desire to receive. Can you mitrachek me a desire to receive as a? Are you going to take it out of your sight? Completely? Or are you going to keep it around the corner? I'm talking about desire to receive. I have desire. I'm very simple. I have desire.
Is it because Bina happens to be the second one that that's the case?
The third one.
No, we are saying that Chokhma had no choice.
Yes.
It was imposed.
Yes.
Is it just because Bina is the second one that now there is a choice?
Absolutely correct. She makes the choice. That's right. She is. That's why Bereshit is the world of choices. You make the choice. The idea is the free will.
So it's not because of her specific setup or...
Koach atzma, totally atzmut. It's atzmut, it's this essence. There is something in Bina. And what is this something? Same idea of Malchut of Ensof, for God's sake. Who is this Malchut? Malchut of Ensof causes all these things. Malchut acts on the vessel. The light of Ensof acts on the lights, either light of Chokhmah or light of Chassadim. The light comes from the light, and the vessel, whatever the vessel, who is the vessel, is this Atzmut of Bina that says, I want me to litrachek mi'aratzon lekabel. Very simple. She understood the idea of what the creation is all about. She understood the idea, Bina. That's why she becomes the Mother Nature. She understood what it is. The idea of Malchut of Ensof deciding to do what creating the Tzimtzum. Now, Vahazerampin. Now, let's go one step. Bina goes through a process. Bina is Ratzon Leit Pashet. Continues. It keeps on continuing. No. והזרמפין אינו מקבל האור כי אם דרך חלון ונקב צר. Now he says, you know this זרמפין, בינה received it. Now this, the next step, the בחינת גימל, which its קטר is where? Where is the קטר of זרמפין? Who is the קטר of זרמפין? מלכות אף, בינה. Bina is the creator of Zerampin. Bina is understood, Itkaber, he says, hey, Or Chassadim, what she's going to do with Or Chassadim? What is Or Chassadim? Ratzon? What is Or Chassadim? Ratzon leitpashet.
Lashpia.
Only Lashpia. Now, Bina has the light of Ratzon Lashpia. Whom is she going to Lashpia? To Zerampin. What is her idea? What she wants to Lashpia to cause what? What do you want to cause? Bina, what did you understand? She says, I want a Lashpia. I want now to create a vessel to receive from me. I want a Lashpia. So I want to receive a light, a vessel. I want to make a vessel so I can lashpia. In order to do so, she has to create an entity who is ready to receive, an entity who is ready to give. In order to complete the system. So here it comes, she creates first Zerampin, but the light that Bina gives to Zerampin, is there a chalon? A nekev tsar. Now, what is this business of nekev tsar? What is nekev? What is nekev? Is the first three letters of nukva.
Right.
And what is nukva?
It's ho.
Now, tsar. What tsar means? Where do you, this word reminds you, tsar? Does it remind you Mitzrayim? Does it remind you Garon? Head gives to body derech nekev. Your body is what? Naked. Tzar. But through a tzar. Now follow what the Rav says. Ki im derech halon ve nekev tzar. Come on. Asher betoch ha-chalon. Come on, chalon? What is toch of chalon? Listen what he's telling. Those words are not just words to read. He says here it is a derech chalon. Derech, it has a derech. First of all, understand there is a derech. Can I go without the derech? No. He says the derech is derech chalon. Now what this chalon business means? Oh, it could be a mechol, maybe. Look at chalon. What's the word? Chol. To what? Nun sufit. Bring it all the way down. From nun share bina, bring it all the way down. Nun sufit. A man's pach. That's chalon. Now what is this chalon? It requires yamechol. It requires a process. It's not just a chalon, zechuchit, a glass, and let the light. No, it says betoch. So this chalon has a toch. What do you mean toch? It has an interior, some kind of it. I know that Ari tells me rosh, toch is a goof, sof is the regel. So he says, inside the chalon, there is a toch.
Does that mean like Nekuda and Sa'id?
We studied what Nakuda Emtzait is always the Malchut. It's Bechina Dalet. It's always Nakuda Emtzait is Bechina Dalet. Now, Ki im derech halon v'nekev tzar Hashem v'toch ha-halon ha'u over atzmut. He says, you know what? Where you... This atzmut what? It says, atzmut ha-or bilti masach klal. Those words are awesome. He says, "Betoch of this chalon, and inside this chalon there is nekev tzar in its toch, but through this nekev, this crack, there is the atzmut of light that has no masach, no nothing. It's a pure atzmut light." There is a chalon. Betoch ha-chalon. There is a nekev tzar. And inside this, through this nekev tzar, there is atzmut of light.
This chalon is the chalon between Keter and Malchut?
No.
No, Keter and Chochmah?
No. He said, Zerampin receives light from Bina, Derech Chalon, Venekev Tzar. If we see this window, then you have the window of opportunity. That is the window of opportunity. That is to see any Atzmut. That chalon is right now, the only thing is between me and the atzmut of the light. I read again. This is straight what the Lashon of Ari. V'hazerimpin eino mekabel haor. Now zerimpin, the vav of Shem Hashem. That concept called Zerampin Aor, ki in derech chalon v'nekev tzar, asher betoch ha-chalon ha-hu over atzmut ha-or bilti masach klal, ela she'en derech rachav, rak tzar me'od. He says, it's not rachav expanded, like wide, it's not it is really Rahav, but he doesn't receive the light through the Rahav as the Chalon is. Chalon is Rahav, but Betoch HaChalon there is a Nekev Tzar that what it really wants to say. You have this Chalon, right? I mean, don't imagine too much, but Chalon. If I take the curtain now close and leave a crack, have I caused a Nekev Tzar? So, if I push the curtain, what do I get? Derech Rachav. But Zerampin doesn't get Derech Rachav. Zerampin gets, because there is Betoch HaChalon, Betoch HaChalon, there is Nekev Tzar, receives only through the Nekev Tzar. Now, what is Nekev Tzar really, we said? Mitzrayim. What do we get? How do we get light of Hashem? Do we get, though we had the Beit HaMikdash established, and Korbanot, and Kohen Gadol, and Melech, do we get it this way? When Moshe Rabbeinu was, how did we receive it? Nekev Tzar? When Moshe was, but when you were in Egypt, how did you receive? Nekev tzar. Tzar me'od. It says tzar me'od. That means practically no light at all. That Nekev tzar is called Mitzrayim. Why? Because if you put in front of Male, Mitzrayim, Mem Yud, finishes Tzar, and then Yud Mem. Coming out of Egypt, where did they go into? From the Mi, they came to the Yam. Through what? Tzar Me'od. From Mi Bara Ele, what Yaakov said to the children of Ephraim? Mi Ele. Mi. Came through Egypt, that's the children, and what came out? They came out to the Yam. What Yam is? End of Bina.
This concept of Corona,
Nekesar.
Where did it start? I mean, we just all of a sudden were talking about
the Kav coming from Keter to Chokhmah. From where? From Keter of Keter coming to Chokhmah. Chokhmah of Keter. What are we talking about? Adam Kadmon. Talking about the sea. We're not talking about Olam Atzilut. He says, yes, at the end of Olam Atzilut, this is it. And this is the Machshava. Atzilut is the Machshava. And he's giving you the Machshava. But am I able to really touch the Keter of Keter, which is Ein Sof? Of course not. I'm just understanding the idea of Eser Sefirot of Atzilut. That's why a Rav brings Atzilut, in order to be able to teach you in your own body. Otherwise, you don't have no idea of grasping of how this light moves on its own and creates. Why the light at the end has to bring an enforcer called El Shaddai to say Le Olamo Dai. Because this Ratzon Lekabel, the Koach of Itpashtut, keeps on going. Keeps on going. It's not going to stop. So there was a time that the light had to say to itself, enough creation, stop. He said, why do you want me to stop? He said, I want to create Na Menucha. I want to create Shabbat. He said, whatever we created up till now, I want to make it Kadosh. That, understanding the idea, to bring this idea, this original Machshava, into Bria. Then into Yetzirah, then into action.
So we are saying that before that, we really don't know if the concept is a Chalon, it's not a Chalon, we have no...
Oh, we're going to study the Chalon. We're going to study this Chalon. We're going to study Zerampin. If we study Zerampin, we have studied Chalon. Zerampin now is a concept of Yaakov, concept of Israel, concept of Leah, concept of Rachel, concept of Ma'avar Shel Yabok, concept of Shemot, concept of Emet. That's the whole Zerampin. Zerampin is that concept that eventually we're going to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yabok. This is the Ma'avar, because it says Over. Over. It's a Ma'avar. It's a process that you got to go through. Because the idea is, what Bina understood? Why Bina did Hitkabrut? Because I understood there is a light that wants to Leit Pashet and wants to reveal the Ratzon Lekabel. That means entity that has the Ratzon Lekabel et light of Hashem, has a Ratzon Lekabel, the light of Hashem. That is the idea. He wants an entity, Chaya Echad, that has a Ratzon Lekabel, at a light of Hashem. That's what Bina understood.
And for, she's getting all chassadim?
Because in order to do this, she has to be able to teach what is Hitpashtut, what is Lahashpia.
She's not getting only all chassadim.
If there is a Ratzon Lekabel, it has to be first Ratzon Lekabel. If there is no Ratzon Lekabel, there is nothing. Wait. If it says Atzmut Bli Masach Bli Klal, what that means? That means all Chokhmah.
It's like an egg.
That's the Chokhmah. But prior Zerampin comes into existence, who has to develop the whole thing? Bina. Bina is the creator. Bina is the one that mitgaber and comes with the idea, wait a minute, I understand what is the original idea. The original idea to there will be a vessel who is willing to receive the light of Hashem. But Bina, as far as she's concerned, she doesn't want Or Chochmah. That's the light of Hashem. She doesn't want the Or Chochmah. She wants the Ratzon Lashpia. So she cannot do the job because the Aviyut that she has is not Bichinat Dalet, it's Bichinat Bet. So she has to create a Bichinat Gimel, that means a type of a light, a type of opportunity. As you said, there is a Chochmah in it. But the embodiment that is holding that Chochmah is Chasadim.
It's like an egg.
Whichever impression you have, which is, it's all is correct. That's the Zerampin.
So the intention of creation is to make the creation to be like a creator, in a sense. So it's taking you from Or Chochmah to Or Chasadim, beginning and end, and the tool that it's giving you in order to do that is the Chalon and the Nekev Sad that you can adjust.
Bravo. But thereby we understood Harchaka, concept of Harchaka, to be Rachok, Lehit Karev, to be close. So now I am understanding what is to be Rachok, what is to be Karov, what is to be Derech? Derech Rachav, Derech Nekevtza. Now what is this Nekevtza? It's the Yetziat Mitzrayim. What is going to happen on the Pesach day Yom Shivi? No? On the seventh day, what happened? Why God made the seventh day Kadosh Yom Shabbat as well? Thank you. Now, what happens on the seventh day? I don't want you to go empty-handed that much, huh?
See, open.
Open of what?
See.
Bravo. What is opening of see means? What's the opening of the see means? What is really opening of the see? It's opening of the naked. That means you're going to see kol haderech. That means you are able to see all your way, your derech. What derech? Chalon. Sorry. It's going to open up.
Wait a minute. So, Nekev Tzar is Elohim?
No.
Wait those names alone. Leave them alone. You will, God willing, I hope you will learn one day the names which Sefirah is what. Right now, stay with the idea. Just feel the idea. And don't push it too much more than what the Rav wants to give you. Just go over and over and over, understand what Zerampin is getting Derech Chalon. That means the only way, the possibility for you to be able to get an opening is to connect to concept called Zerampin. Because you are, what you, at best you will get is a Derech Nekev Tzar. That means to go to Mitzrayim. It's very Derech Nekev Tzar, that means you gotta go to Mitzrayim. And here God comes to Abraham and says, deals with him. He says, but you know what? I'm going to give you Shalosh Regalim. 3 times in Shana you can see Panim Sheli. What is Panim Sheli? That means you can connect to the concept of Gar. You can connect to the concept of totality. Shaloshet Panim Beshana. Of course.
So how is it that overall we can say that we are part of a Jewish nation?
Here we go.
We have one.
He says, you know what, in this, when he created the creation, he created the Rakia, in similarity to the masach. The masach is in atzilut. He put another kind of a masach called rakia. He divided ma'im elyonim, which is yetzer hatov, ma'im tachtonim yetzer hara. And between them he puts the rakia. Now, for you to get to go through this rakia, you know what? How much it is? And you need to go and connect, make echad, the ma'im elyonim, ma'im tachtonim. So that means you have to learn how to connect the below to the above. Now, it says, Chaya echad omedet be'emtza rakia. That means there is, whoever is going to connect, there is a, already the connection is made, by the way. The structure is there. And the name of this Chaya is Israel. That can do this job. That means connect Zerampin with Malchut. Connects the Vav to the He. Leshim Yichud Kedisha Beruchu. Yud Ke is always Yud Ke. Yud Ke is the Chokmah. But Vav Ke is the problem. And what is the problem? There is an Amalek in between. That means there is this problem in the Rakia, and this Amalek doesn't allow you to make this connection. It is.
It's a masach.
It is.
It's a masach.
It is. It has gvulim. It has. It has. The whole thing is in between to connect this above and below. That's the whole. And for Shalosh Regalim gives me the possibility to be part of this Chaya called Israel. No. If you are from the head of this Chaya, you are a sinker. If you are from the body of this Chaya, you are the finger. But they are all one, as your finger is one with your eyes. They are all working together. But each neshama comes from what aspect of this? Correct one aspect of this vessel. At the end, this is the vessel called Israel. Well, no, the Yud of Hashem, if when you put Yud Kev of Ke, Adnei, you put it together, that's where you say Potech Yedecha, this Yud in this Yud. This is Elyon, this is Tachton. And both of them have Eser Sefirot. But in between, there is six letters. In between is the Vav, is the sixth letter, is the Emet. Between this Yud and this Yud, there is Emet. Only a met can put this together. Now I believe we grind it a little bit more. We gotta go over it, I think, one more time. Bezrat Hashem. Yeah. If you get these four phases, by the way, now the Rav is going to go again look at these four phases, how the Chokhmah develops into Bina. It's Chokhmah that develops in Bina. It's not that Bina is a new entity. No, they are all Echad. They are all Echad, remember. They are Echad, they are Yachid, and they are Meyuchad. And now we are understanding how these all three can be Meyuchad, but yet they are Echad. And they are Yachid. That's why it's called Shem HaMeyuchad. Has all these qualities. But these qualities should come to understanding of our mind. It should not say, oh, yeah, they are all one. It's the Soam Chokhmah that develops into Bina, develops in Zerampin, and develops to the Ratzon Lekabel. It's a Ratzon Lekabel is not God. Yes, God gave you Ratzon Lekabel. Only. Bravo. And the Vav represents in you and me what? The Midot. Only the Midot. It's the Midot. The Midot that makes your Vav. And there are five of those that are most important. That says five. We will study this. Bezrat Hashem. She'elachem chag sameach.